Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
In the last couple of weeks, we've seen that markets have been a bit more nervy than usual. And Tuesday night saw Wall Street take a bit of a tumble at the sight of rising 10-year yields. But what does this actually signal for markets? And does this mean that markets might have a bit of a wall of worry to climb? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Shyam Devani, who's the founder of SAV Markets. He released an interesting note detailing what these rising yields might actually mean and how it actually might color his outlook for markets heading into the fourth quarter. Shyam, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome back to the show, sir. It's been a while, and I hope you've been well.
Yeah, thank you, JP. Nice to be with you again.
All right. So, you know, we saw this actually happen overnight, at least on Tuesday night when we saw the NASDAQ take that 2.8% tumble. Treasury yields have been rising once again, leading into the fourth quarter. 10-year yields at their highest levels in about 3 months. In your note, though, you have hinted that this could also be related to a potential return to the global reflation trade. Can you elaborate what you meant by that?
Yeah, basically, I think, JP, there's three things going on with respect to the bond markets. They're all interrelated. Number one of the reasons why yields were low up until very recently this week was because, partly because U.S. data, economic data, was underwhelming. It came out below expectations. And I think there's only, that lasts only so long. And I think the worst of that is probably behind us. Some of the expectations have been readjusted, and I think we'll find that some of the data will become much more positive. There are signs across markets that markets are reflating again. Commodity prices are up, oil is up, and yields are up. So looking at that together, it does look reflationary. But also a large part of what is going on is I think the market is preparing itself for the Federal Reserve to tapering the purchases of assets. And in that sense, it's very similar to what we saw about 8 years ago in 2013. A lot of the bond market charts look extremely similar. And with that in mind, I think we're going to get a pretty quick shoot up in yields. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the wall of worry you said, or the concerning price action overnight, or in the last 24 hours in the American markets and also some of the Asian markets, maybe it's partly to do with the rising yields, but let's not forget there are other concerning developments taking place in other corners of the markets. And that, I think, needs to be paid attention to. And I'm talking about the very, very quick rise in energy prices. Mm-hmm. and the energy problems that we're seeing in, you know, a few countries now, China being one of them, Britain another one, who knows where else. Natural gas prices have shot up, coal has shot up, and I think this is going to be if anything there is to worry about is those things.
Well, actually, let's stay on that, Shyam, actually, because this is something that's been hinted at and has been cited as a potential worry in many places. Europe, for instance, and China especially, with the upcoming winter season, and also showing that, you know, the supply chain bottlenecks and supply chain issues can manifest themselves in so many ways. Can you help our listeners understand why this is such a big deal for markets right now and why it might potentially be one of the big worry points, at least for markets in the fourth quarter?
Well, in my mind, if you take things in a very simple sense, there's two things that you've got to buy almost regardless of the price. One is food and the other is energy. And food prices have actually gone up this year over the past several months around the world. So, you know, the consumer is in many corners a little bit tight because of that. Now throw into the mix higher energy prices, and especially, particularly things like coal, is going to impact emerging markets and that segment of society which relies on it and doesn't necessarily have these huge disposable incomes. They're going to be hit. So these are a combination of food price inflation, energy price inflation. That is not good news for the winter ahead in many parts of the Northern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm. This also these power risks, of course, have also been cited as a potential risk towards China's economic growth. Nomura and Goldman Sachs have cut their GDP outlook based on these power shortage issues. And of course, you've got that ongoing saga with China Evergrande, with some people thinking that this might actually be contained in China. It could provide a couple of shockwaves of potential volatility. What are your thoughts on how seriously the issues in China how seriously these issues in China might play into how markets might act and move in the fourth quarter, sir?
Well, I think most of the bad news is in the price, quite frankly. And I also think that every time there's a problem, you know, there are segments of the media that overblow it. Every time there's an issue in China, for years I've heard this is a China's Lehman moment. It's not the case. There's no additional indications beyond the immediate headlines in the corners of the real estate market that really catch my attention. So I think the worst is probably behind us in terms of sentiment and markets stabilized there. As far as the economic activity is concerned, I don't know enough on that scale to really make a strong comment as to whether they're going to outperform expectations or underperform expectations. And I think that's the key. Where do things fit in relative to expectations? And that is what I try to explain with regards to the bond market. What is beginning to happen, I think, is what we'll find as we go into the final quarter, is that the economic activity, especially in the United States, but probably around the world, will get a lot better relative to what is expected.
Mm-hmm. We're still speaking to Shyam Devani, the founder of SAV Markets here on Money FM 89.3. And I do want to stay with that because we do want to ask you for what we might expect in the fourth quarter. Now, some of the skeptics have pointed at a potential correction for stocks. That's part of that wall of worry that we were alluding to earlier on today, especially with equities trading at record highs. But still, the prospects of a sustained global economic recovery have not dissipated, and there's still signs of that actually happening. What are you expecting the fourth quarter for global stocks, and if it's going to be a bumpy move either which way, up or down?
No, I think stocks will hang in. I think the underlying, and I think will be okay. And within the quarter ahead, I think we'll make new highs in the American stock markets and many other stock markets. It's just that the very immediate term, as I say, with this surprising sharp rise in energy prices, there's a bit of a correction to be seen. But I think ultimately that'll be very short-lived. The equity market should be okay. The big moves, I think, are really going to be in bonds. Bonds go down and yields rise. You see steeper curves. And one area within the equity markets, I think, that may benefit the financial industry and banks. Typically, they have tended to outperform the wider market as the yield curve has steepened. So I think we'll see some of that again.
All right. Let's stay with bonds now, since you brought it up, Shyam. I mean, if rates do start to normalize and they start to lift up, what's the play with regards to fixed income markets, especially since we're coming off of these ultra low bases, and also a lot of questions about bond quality out there?
Well, I do. I think you've got to be short bonds, you know, at the longer end of the curve, and not at the short end, but you know, the short end is still rather anchored in the United States. I don't think the Federal Reserve is immediately going to be increasing interest rates. That's still some way away. I think they're preparing the market to taper their asset purchases. So, long end yield should rise. 5-year yields, I expect them to go to around 180, probably by early 2022, and a move of that magnitude probably puts 10-year yields north of 2%. As I say, you've got to be short bonds and long things like financials and banks as the yield curve steepens.
Interesting. Finally, Shyam, you know, we have talked at length in the past about Forex markets, and they've also been quite interesting to watch in recent times, especially with rates rising. The name of the game could actually be looking at some of these interest rate differentials. Is that what's going to be key for Forex markets heading into the fourth quarter? And if so, what might be the more prevalent themes or trades worth tracking in the FX space based on what you're watching?
It will be one theme. It won't be the only one. I personally like the idea of a much higher dollar yen. I like the idea of a much higher euro yen and Aussie yen. Australia, for example, has a lot of bad news priced in. And I think the worst is probably behind us there. So the currency looks rather attractive. And, you know, as we are, I believe, you know, reflating once again, as I see across markets, the yen probably weakens. So a higher dollar yen, a higher yen crosses is really what I think will be standout trends as we enter the fourth quarter.
Any other trends you were talking about, since you did say that the interest rate differentials is one notable theme, but probably not the only one that might be worth tracking?
Well, when you look at the last time the market prepared for the Fed tapering, there were corners of the market that did suffer. Emerging market currencies, some of them did underperform. There could be elements of that depending on how quick the bond market moves are. So in some corners of EM, you know, you're probably going to get currency weakness. which may lead to opportunities down the line.
All right, Shyam Devani, founder of Sav Markets, thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule to join us today on Money FM 89.3 to share with us your outlook as we head into the fourth quarter. As always, Shyam, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times. We look forward to next time you can join us on the show. Meanwhile, do stay safe, sir, and we hope you have a great weekend ahead, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you, JP. Nice to talk to you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.